A Soccer Mom Christmas. MILF. At the end of every soccer season, there is always a Christmas party that the team manager puts together. One of the most common places is at the home of one of the team parents. Well, after what can only be described as a hugely successful and very interesting season, Joy planned out a huge Christmas party at her place. We went on two different out-of-town tournaments this season and I ended up having sex with Cindy and Joy at both tournaments. Cindy I wasn't worried about. She was your typical big-chested trophy wife. All she wanted was to get railed by my big dick and go on about her way. Joy, on the other hand, was my team manager. We have to work closely together in order to keep communication going between all the parents. If things went sideways between the two of us, I would have to get her daughter transferred to another team. But, in the meantime, I was going to enjoy what came my way. When I pulled up to the address that Joy sent out over team chat, I was blown away. The house was huge in a neighborhood filled with million-dollar mansions. I had to be at the correct house, because I recognized most of the cars from practice. I didn't realize that Joy and Mike were this rich. As I walked up to the front door, I was mobbed by all my girls. They were all hyped up on sugar and excitement. By the looks of it, I was the last to arrive. The girls were all having pizza and the adults were having catered Italian food. And the bar was fully stocked. After all the greetings and hugs, I was handed a double bourbon and a plate of fantastic food. The bourbon was expensive. Joy knew what I drank and she got some shit that was smoother than a baby's ass. After dinner, I had to use the bathroom. I wasn't sure, but I think their bathroom was bigger than my kitchen. As I was opening the door to leave, Cindy found her way in. She closed the door and locked it. She bent down and opened my jeans. I need that cock inside me now. She immediately began to lick and suck on my very hard cock. What about your husband? What about all the parents? Cindy stopped sucking my cock long enough to say, well then, I guess you better fuck me quick. And with that, Cindy stood up, inched up her already short dress and bent over the counter. Her perfectly shaved pussy was peeking out at me. And, as usual, she wasn't wearing any panties. Since Cindy already got her saliva all over my cock, I was able to slide up inside her pussy with minimal resistance. I grabbed her by the hips and began to fuck her pussy hard. She was already soaking wet. Cindy must have been planning this for some time. Not sure if she took off her panties coming to the bathroom, or if she just didn't wear any to the party. We were trying hard to keep the sound of skin slapping skin down so no one would hear. Cindy had to bite down on her hand to keep from screaming that she was coming. Her pussy was gripping me like a vice. I looked down and saw the outer lips of her pussy flowing in and out with my strokes. I fucked her through her orgasm and just as she began to come again, I slammed my cock all the way inside her and let go of 2 weeks worth of built-up cum. I stayed inside her until I started to soften. Then, as I pulled out, several large globs of cum dripped out of her pussy. Cindy was still leaning on the bathroom counter while I got my cock tucked back into my jeans. Cindy finally stood up and used bath tissue to clean herself up. Then, she kissed me bye and said, Merry Christmas, Coach, and left through the door. I gave her a minute before I headed back to the party. Joy caught me about halfway down the hall. I see Cindy already gave you her present. Joy leaned into me and kissed me. If you hang around after the party, you will get my present. Joy was lightly rubbing my cock through my jeans while she whispered in my ear. Oh man, I said to myself as we headed back into the living room. Joy brought me another bourbon as parents were chatting me up about the next season. The gifts that I received from the parents were way beyond generous. When I got to Cindy's card, I figured out where her panties went. Inside was a beautiful red thong. It smelled like her, so I assumed she wore it to the party and put it in the card after arriving. All in all, I was going home with about $1,000 worth of gift cards to a variety of different places and a red thong. After the last of the parents left, Mike took his daughter off to bed while Joy and I cleaned up. So, did you have fun tonight? I replied, the parents really didn't have to do that. That was a lot of money. Joy just smiled and said, we could not agree on what to get you, so every family did their own gift card. After a pause, Joy said, and if you are ready, my gift is waiting for you in the other room. Joy took me by the hand and led me down the hall. We entered one of the spare bedrooms that their house held. Joy reached behind her and unzipped her dress, letting it fall to floor. Joy was completely naked under her dress. In case you haven't figured it out yet, I am your Christmas present. You can do anything you want to me. I will admit, Joy standing there naked had me rock hard. What about Mike? Is he okay with this? Joy just smiled up at me and replied, it was Mike's idea. He wanted to give us a night together. So, if you still want me, I'm all yours. I leaned down and kissed Joy long and hard while I tried to undress at the same time. Joy stopped me and said, we have all night. She dropped to her knees, unbuttoned my jeans and started to pull them off me one leg at a time as I pulled off my shirt. Once my jeans were off, Joy pulled my boxers and grabbed my cock. She began to lick my shaft up and down all along the underside. Then, she began to lick and suck on just the head of my cock. Joy took her time and enjoyed every minute. We moved over to the bed and I had Joy lay back. To my utter surprise, Joy's pussy was completely bare. I hope you like it. I just had it done this morning. I responded by spreading her legs wide and began to lick all along the outer lips as my fingers explored her clit. Once her clit was completely engorged, I concentrated on Joy's clit while I inserted my middle finger up inside her pussy. I knew right where her G-spot was from our previous times together. The combination of my tongue on her clit and my middle finger rubbing her G-spot, Joy grabbed the bedding, arched her back and came really hard. I continued sucking on her clit as her orgasm washed over her. Joy's breathing became very labored as I lightly bit down on her clit with my teeth. I could sense that a second orgasm was near, so I pulled my middle finger out of her pussy and started to push it into Joy's asshole. Once my finger slipped inside, Joy's next orgasm hit. Joy's ass came up off the bed and Joy actually squirted as this next orgasm hit. Not big squirts, but three mid-sized squirts for sure. It caught me off guard because she had never squirted before. I let Joy catch her breath as I got in between her legs. Holy shit. I have never squirted before. That was amazing. I lined up my cock with her pussy as I leaned down to kiss her. I slowly slid inside of Joy as our tongues danced inside her mouth. Joy was starting to get used to my size, I could tell, because she no longer needed me to stop and allow her to adjust to my size anymore. We fucked nice and slow for several minutes before her next orgasm hit. Joy stopped kissing me when it hit. This was my cue to start fucking her harder and faster. Joy wrapped her legs around my waist as I rammed my cock in and out of her completely soaked pussy. After a few minutes of hard fucking, I told Joy that I was going to come. Joy responded by raking her nails across my back and held onto me tight. I made one final push inside her and let go with everything that I had. Feeling me come inside her made Joy's orgasm let go also and she yelled out, holy shit, I'm coming. As we both regained our breathing, I fell over to Joy's side onto the bed. Joy came so hard and so much that a visible wet spot had gathered underneath her ass and she had fluid dripping from her pussy. Just as I was about to move, I noticed someone get up from a chair in the corner. It was Mike, Joy's husband. He did not say a word. He just got up and left, closing the door behind him. Why didn't you tell me Mike was going to watch us? Joy looked confused as well and said, I didn't know he was going to watch us, or that he wanted to watch us. Joy got up and slipped on a robe and went to go check on Mike. After about 15 minutes, Joy came back. She dropped her robe on the floor and got back into bed with me. He said he just wanted to see me come like I used to come with him. He also said that I could stay tonight with you if you wanted to stay. I thought about leaving for a minute. But, here was a beautiful, naked woman asking me to stay with her the night. My cock made my decision for me because it started to get hard again. I think we fucked in every position that we could come up with, and I had come in each of Joy's holes. Lucky for us, there was a shower attached to the room. We both showered together and then spooned until sleep took us. Several hours later, I felt a warm mouth on my cock. Joy was giving me a sloppy blowjob. Once I was rock hard, Joy climbed on top of me and slid my cock inside her very wet pussy. I figured we could have one last fuck before you have to go. Can't risk having the kids see you. We fucked like this until Joy came hard. Then, I rolled us over so Joy was now on her back. We continued to fuck for a few more minutes until Joy pulled me in for a deep kiss and screamed into my mouth when she came. That was all it took for me, and I pushed so far inside Joy's pussy that I hit her cervix. I felt my balls empty into Joy as my body tightened up. Once my cock started to soften, I got dressed. Joy, still naked, walked me to the front door. "Aren't you afraid one of the kids is going to see you?" Joy just smiled. "I'm going master bedroom to see Mike. He wants to hear about every detail as he sucks your cum out of my soaking pussy. Guess Mike is going to be a cuckold now," I thought to myself. Joy kissed me goodbye and handed me a Christmas card. "See you next season," I said as I went to my car to head home. I opened the card while my car warmed up. Inside the card was 10 $100 dollar bills. Joy wrote, "I know what you are going to say. It's too much. But Mike and I wanted to show our appreciation for your help in rekindling our love for each other. We have never been closer, and it is all thanks to you, Coach. Have a Merry Christmas. Love, Joy." Well, fuck, Merry Christmas to me.